And welcome. You're tuned in to Southern California Public Radio, member supported, the Independent 88.5 FM. And you're joining me for another 88.5 Live in studio live stream. My name is Byron Gonzalez. I am the host of Bilingual Sounds, which you can catch every Wednesday from 9 to 10. And you know, there's a band that I play there quite frequently, and that's who we have in studio today. We got The Red Pair, is a little band from El Monte, California, who just released a brand new album, and it's a really good album title. So I'm going to give it to you right now. It is You Thought We Left Because the Door Was Open, But We Were Waiting Outside. And that is the third album. The second album, which is another funny one, I'm going to give you a roll call of all the albums. The second album they released was For Today, For Tomorrow, For What Is, For What Could Have Been. And they exploded onto the scene with their debut album, which was titled We Bring Anything to the Tables, except tables, because we can't bring tables to tables to the table. We got Henry, we got Patrick, we got Jose, the Red Pairs here in the studio. Up? What's up, gang?
Hey, Byron.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Thank you for having us here.
Hey, thank you for showing up, and I love your energy. Last time you were here, you brought your acoustic guitar, acoustic bass, but now you're fully equipped. Yeah, exactly. Let's start off the session with a song. What's the first song you're going to play for us right now?
The first one is going to be called Almost Right.
All right. You're here with the Red Pairs. We're going to play Almost Right. We got Almost Right, the Red Pairs. But I think you did it really right. It was all
almost right. Almost
right.
I kind of messed everything.
How are y'all? Thanks for showing up. I'm really happy for this new album that you released. It's killer.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
We've been good. Hope you've been good, Brian.
Yeah, same here. And y'all been killing it with the live shows as well. I heard your last show, you almost broke the stage. Well, your fans did.
Yeah, I mean, initially we wanted people to kind of like not have any barricades so people could crowd surf.
Uh-huh.
But upon like testing the stage out and bouncing around, it was kind of like,
you're like, can't do it.
Yeah, like at the end of this, like the set, it was gonna like lift it. Had like this little like cone type of thing.
Like a hill.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Like a hill on the
it was kind of weird.
Oh my goodness. It must have been scary though.
I didn't even notice it until the so the lights came on.
I think I noticed it while performing. Because people were crowd surfing and the security were getting on stage and they were obviously like walking towards like in front of me and you could feel like I was like, oh shit.
Oh no.
I moved back. Yeah. I'm not even gonna sing or no, I'm just gonna
you'd be like, hey, back up people, back up a little bit.
It was cool. Yeah, it was a cool show though. Yeah, overall. Cool overall. Show.
Yeah. Yeah, good good to be back, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Let's talk about your new album a little bit. I wanna know, what was the song that started off the project?
I guess some are older songs, like some are songs that were always there.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of like, oh, this will go good with this group.
I would say House of Mirrors, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think House of Mirrors was probably the song that kind of started the album. Like, we already had an idea of, and we already had it structured.
Yeah.
Like, we were ready for that one, ready to be recorded.
Okay, so a lot of them were for, like, would you say, like, the earlier era of the Red Pairs? Or
maybe half, huh? Half and half.
Half and half?
Yeah. Like, maybe, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, half, I would say. Because Almost Right was more, I guess, current. And then also was Not in the Cards was more of a current song.
Okay. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the album cover. I always find it interesting how you guys choose it. And this one has a clown on it. It's very poetic, I guess, and dramatic as well. Can you explain your reasoning behind choosing the art?
I don't know. I think... No, I mean, I think we should. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's an interview.
If you want, I mean, you could totally be like, let the audience just take it for what it is. That's me, also acceptable.
I was going to say, for me, I think with these songs kind of have more of a sound from the first album. And like the first album also has a
clown
in it.
Ah, okay.
But I think the initial artwork was more thought out. During the process when we were recording the album, kind of had like this like dark tones, and a friend suggested opera clown, like vibes. So I mean, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I guess the album has like a darker, I don't know how to say, just a different mood than the first one, you know. But in a lot of other ways, it's still kind of similar to the first one. You feel?
Okay.
How do you feel, Patrick?
I feel that. Yeah, Patrick.
I mean, I don't choose, but I like it.
He's like, I mean, I really you show like him the art, he's like.
Yeah, I'm like, with a smirk, like.
I'm down.
Nah, but I really like it, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I was reading on the album credits that you, Henry, and Jose are the main songwriters. Mm. How would you say, like, in this album, is it equally split down the middle where you write, both of you kind of, get closed in a room and write stuff, or how does it come about when you're writing?
And for this album, we had like 5 days to record.
No way.
I think so. For this was more like the lyrics I kind of sang there in practice were the lyrics I kind of just stuck for the album. I don't really have time to think and write. I just kind of freestyled and they kind of came along that way. And I think it was just Jose like adding words. Like, I think you should try to use this word instead of that. But as for, I guess, like, guitar. I think I do guitar, Jose does drums, and it sounds nice, you know?
Wow, that's cool.
I think it's just the way it pairs. I don't know. I always think about it sometimes, like, when I watch other bands perform, and they have, like, I don't know, like, they do too much on the drums, and I think Jose has a very good understanding of, like, music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think we make a good pair.
I get it.
No, I think the same for Henry, you know? I think, like, always just like being able to listen to what he's writing or working with and just already knowing, like, it's so weird, just like it's like a second language, you know. You just kind of know, and I guess that's how you always were, huh?
Yeah, like right now too, we were like rehearsing and we kind of like just stopped at the same time. It's like that I guess you've been working with that person for a while there.
Yeah, but I felt like we always had that feeling, that connection. I don't know, that's crazy.
I mean that's why you guys already 3 albums in, you know it's kind of undeniable.
And it's just a lot of like family similarities too. Kind of crazy.
I guess when you grew up in El Monte, far away from like the city, you just kind of keep that tightness.
It makes it harder too, though. It's just harder to find drummers in El Monte or anyone that plays anything else than
guitar. Why I wanted to play drums, because I was like, there's no drummers. There's no drummers. People need drummers. Everyone in school.
Yeah.
Walks around with the guitar. I don't see anyone walking around with the drums, you know, with the drum set.
Yeah.
With the snare.
A lot of stuff.
Practice pads.
So I was like, there's too many guitarists, you know, maybe like a drummer would be good. And nice. It worked out, like the whole setting of a garage and the daycare. I had a place for the drums, so and like a place like I was like, if I have a band, you could rehearse here. Yeah.
Nice, dude. And your parents didn't mind the noise?
No, yeah, they don't.
That's great.
Yeah, my parents. Yeah, shout out Jose's parents. Yeah.
I just wanted to add it though. I feel like, even though I guess the credits are me and Henry, I still feel like we value the output of Patrick, you know.
Especially for that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I guess me and Henry wrote everything, you know. I think we still listen to like the opinions of Patrick, and he could be like, "Oh, I like this one more than that one." So yeah, I think that Patrick has a say in it, and also
Luis too.
Yeah, Luis too. So they kind of had a role in how everything kind of came out too, you know. So I don't think it was just all.
It's
me
a very collaborative. It's a family effort.
Yeah.
Nice, and he just gives you the pair of approval.
Yeah, you know, like, it has to kind of run by everybody in a way.
Like
with
sound, Patrick's like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it needs more of this.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we all have to be, even though Luis isn't, like, hasn't been playing music, I think, like, for him to just have an ear already, you know, and kind of trust, we trust him, so just, we need to run it all, make sure that, like, all four of us are cool with it, you know?
Yeah, like, for the high school thing, Luis actually did, Sound.
I
think he did sound for us, and that was like something that he picked up. But that was something that we kind of trusted him already, because he knows the way we want to be heard.
Yeah, like nice. He's the fourth pair member.
Yeah, the fourth member. Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Let's take the second break of the interview. Let's get into another song. What is the next song you're gonna rock us with?
You wanna say it?
Me? Square One.
Square One. All right, you're here with the Red Pairs with Square One.
Should play it, huh? Is that nothing? Next time. And for the next one.
For the show.
Shooting guns all around the world.
We got Square One from the Red Pairs. Oh, I love that tune. You guys sound Thank just you. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing that tune.
Do we sound like the record?
No, better. Oh, if not, shit. Better.
Oh,
I mean, there's always a difference between the record and the live. It's just, I can hear the bass in my heart thumping, and I can hear the guitars through my hair and the drums just through my body. So it's just like, there's a whole different experience that you can't do on the record.
That's true.
And talking about live, y'all are going to go on a little West Coast tour. You're going to be hitting Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Santa Ana, San Diego, and then you're going to be ending the tour off here at the Wiltern for two dates, because one of them sold out. November 20th is the sold out one at the Wiltern, but then are there still tickets available for the November 21st?
Yeah,
I think so.
There should be.
Yeah, you're supporting Beach Fossils and Wild Nothing. It's going
to
be...
Big thanks to them and their team and everyone who, you know, got us on board on that, you know, very thankful. Grateful to be a part of it, you know.
For allowing us to be part of it, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then you have all these shows, and you've been playing shows for a while now. But I want to know, like, when you get on stage and you see your crowd, what's kind of like the first few thoughts that come to mind? Henry?
Down's a lot of people.
Nice.
I don't know. I think I just, you know, thoughts like that don't hit me until, like, the day of the show. I think I just get, like, more nervous in the beginning, but then after, it kind of goes away.
Yeah. Patrick, how about you?
I was gonna say the same, like, oh shit, like a lot of it's a lot of people. But it's cool, like I get like a little nervous and like excitement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's just pretty cool, like I like seeing like when the crowd gets into the music, like it's sick.
And then you, Jose? You're all the way in the back. Can you see the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's always just grateful people are there, you know, in general, because we played shows where nobody was there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when so you first, like, started off.
Which is the owner.
The owner of the record.
The owner.
We had a vacation where we played a show. And there was just a guy there was the owner of the record store.
Oh, really?
Kind of had to be there, yeah.
Like everyone came for the other bands, but they were all family. And then when they finished playing, they all kind of took off. And we were, like, left alone just with the owner of the store.
But, you know,
it was like 20 bucks.
out of pity. Yeah.
Out of pity is your tip.
Yes, you like forget.
Yeah, and I think, like, when you have experiences like that and you see, like, a sold out crowd, it hits a lot harder. You know, you just don't take it for granted, because you know that one day one show might come where you don't have this. You know, and that's like you think about that.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like soak in the moment. You know, try to like do your best. You know, and try to like kill the show and, you know, like make it a good one, you know, because you don't know when you might have this again. Yeah.
And then you never know who's in the crowd too. So.
Has anybody surprised you that you're like, whoa, that person was in the crowd?
Not like that, but more so like, I guess you don't know what they've been through, or like you don't know what the music means to you. Like,
I'm in a different way. Too.
Oh,
like, you don't know Byron from.
I was actually at the Tropicalia one, all the way in the back, because I was like, there's too many people in the front.
I was pretty cool. No one was
cool.
Yeah.
But I was saying, like, kind of like, I guess people who are like, I feel like I'm one of those persons that I might just stand there with my hands, like, my hands crossed, just kind of like looking there. But I think in my head, I'm like, oh, this music is so, like, meaningful to me. You know what I mean? I feel like people are like them. They might just, like, watch you, but, like, you don't know what's going on through their head, you know, and what they're feeling, you know, so.
Yeah, I totally feel that. I do that sometimes, but then I'll, like, start banging my head.
I think people are very expressive with this. So you can see what your music means to them. Yeah,
when you got, like, everybody, like, screaming at you, you see some people crying. They're like, oh, my God, it's the Red Pairs. I could tell, the Tropicalia one that really stood out to me, because everybody just started jumping. You were the first band, and a lot of people showed up, and it was like people were like jumping up and down, really feeling the energy.
Our parents were there, or my friends.
Yeah, I think it's that thing about like, you know, I think we always felt like we never got a break.
Yeah,
like in music, like we always played early. Like we never actually got a good like set. Like slot time. I guess
we always pay a price before we get to like
to the top
to a nicer place. You know, we always like festivals. Like they remember that festival where they put us on like the sidewalk.
Oh,
like,
no!
Everyone had stages. And you got the stage on the sidewalk. You're just playing on the ground on the sidewalk. You know, everyone has. But you know, but you kind of don't let that break you down, and you kind of like it pushes you more to like, I'm gonna fucking show this guy. You know, for putting us on the fucking sidewalk. Yeah, you know, like that. You kind of into like. You kind of need to take things like to heart, you know that you're better than this, or that you put in all this work just to play on a fucking sidewalk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you gotta like go after it, you know?
But the sidewalk is a little more sturdier than the stage sometimes.
It was cool. I mean, it's cooler because I think there was less like barriers, so everyone's going crazy, you know? It's a whole different experience for sure. It was a nice experience.
And no barricades at all.
No barricades. And no security, you know?
And from what I've seen, that your fans are really, really loyal and dedicated, mm-hmm. and they love meeting you. Every time they get the chance, they come up to you, and y'all are so friendly to them, and they, you take pictures with them. I really love that about you guys.
Thank you.
I think it's just we expect the same for people that we look up to. To kind of react the same way. I mean, you never know who you meet, you know? You never know if those fans end up becoming bigger than you.
Yeah.
Than you,
yeah.
You know, in some years, who knows?
Who knows?
And just, you know, like, from coming from nothing, you know, from not having anybody care about your music, you know, I think you never want to take someone that cares about your music for granted. You
of course not. That's like, man, they love your music.
You know,
we love your music.
Because you just don't know, like, one day this could all be gone, you know? You just don't know. Like, you really don't know, like, the future. Yeah. So you just want to, like...
if the pandemic taught us anything, it's that.
Yeah, that especially that, you know? But so I think you want to just be as appreciative as you can, you know? Even though it sucks to not be able to give everyone the time and attention and like a handshake.
But you want to.
But you want to, you know?
Yeah, you want
you
to.
You do your best to do that, yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Let's get into the final song of the performance session, all of it. What are you going to end us off with?
Oh, Patrick.
When we were young.
All right, you're here with the Red Pairs. You're going to hear When We Were Young. What a lovely way to end the session. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Byron.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you guys for helping like set this up and all the miking up of the stuff, guys. In the
yeah,
back.
Thank you.
Yeah, big thank ups you. To thank Tristan and Matt.
Yeah, thank you so much.
They're the thank ones that make so all this magic happen, make this Red Pair sound amazing in studio here for an 88.5 Live in studio live stream.
It's magic out.
Yeah, thank you. Remember, you can catch the Red Pairs if you want to catch them live November 20th. Or is it November 21st? Because the other one sold out at the Wiltern. Have you guys played at the Wilton before?
No.
No.
It's going to be amazing. It's a great venue.
Yeah, that one's nice.
Yeah, I've been there, but never played there.
Oh, now you can. Well, thank you guys so much. I wish you a ton of luck with your tour. Is there anything else we can expect from the Red Pairs either by the end of the year or next year that you have planned that you can say? Or
una película.
They're going to be in a movie.
Oh, yeah. And I guess early next year, you know, some more touring, you know, more shows, you know, for sure. Like more traveling, hopefully across, you know, the other side of the country.
The seas.
Across the seas.
In space.
Play on the moon.
Across the seas. Hit up Mexico or something. Hit up.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we could hit up those new places like Mexico.
Yeah, you know, do just like kind of keep on going where we left off. You know, we're always like touring. Nice. You know, if you want to do, you want to tour and just play out more, you know, play other parts of the world.
Yeah, and let's get your music on more shows. You were featured in Gentefied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was really cool. I was like, oh my God, I freaked out. I like yelled out. I was like, it's the Red Pairs. So thank you all so much. Again, this is the Red Pairs on the Independence 88.5 FM. You can tune in on the radio if you're in Southern California, or if you're somewhere else, you can tune in online at 88.5fm.org. My name is Byron Gonzalez. I have been your host for this wonderful session with the Red Pairs. You can catch more music of the Red Pairs. You can catch Not in the Cards and House of Mirrors on the station every day. So check it out. Thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button for more videos with a bunch of other artists coming up soon. So thank y'all.
Thank you for those tuning in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.